Which presidential candidate called for high, sustained economic growth where more people can have earned success, and in what year? No, it was not Bill Clinton in 1992. No, it was not Barack Obama in 2012. It was Jeb Bush a couple of weeks ago in a sit-down with Sean Hannity. This statement, which he repeated in many different ways during that interview, gives a useful insight into Bush's thinking. The statement is also chock-full of well-crafted messages he wants to send to potential Republican voters and donors. It appears that even people like Mitt Romney have discovered what everyone else has observed for the past 6 years, that the vast majority of Americans, not just the lazy 47% who are dependent on government, have not benefited from the recovery. In fact, median incomes of year-round full-time mail workers have been flat since 1972. Full-time female workers have seen significant raises, but they still make less than men. Family incomes, when they have risen, have done so by increasing the number of workers per family. Family spending, of course, had been fueled by higher and higher levels of debt up to the great financial crash of 2008. So Bush's statement is clearly a signal to Republican voters, donors, and political operatives that if they want to beat Hillary Clinton in 2016, they have to present credible arguments as to how to make things better for the vast majority of Americans. At the very least, they have to make it appear as if they want to make things better for that majority. Bush's formula involves three elements. Despite the absence of details, we know what high, sustained economic growth means to Republicans. Ever since Reagan, it has meant unleashing the power of the private enterprise economy. Despite the fact that Reaganomics has dominated national policy since the 1980s, and despite the fact that it failed on its own terms during the 1980s, Republicans still insist that it worked very well and we need to get back to it. Of course, this is nonsense, because both under Clinton and under Obama, Democrats have hardly abandoned Reaganomics. Next, note the word sustained. That permits Bush to attack the growth that has occurred under Obama and even under Clinton as unsustainable. If he finds himself running against Hillary, for example, he could argue, rightly in my opinion, that the Clinton prosperity of the late 1990s was based on an unsustainable stock market bubble. Finally, we find the words, more people can have earned success. The word more is Bush's acknowledgement that too many Americans have not seen the success they deserve. Productivity growth is up, banks and large corporations are awash in cash, the stock market is doing very well, but wages have not caught up. Now, don't expect Bush to support raising the national minimum wage and increasing the ability of unions to wring wage increases from their employers. Nevertheless, the idea that too many workers have not been paid enough is being acknowledged. Since the 8 years of Obama have not solved that problem, Bush can assert that Republican policies will. Finally, the last part is also important. Bush wants earned success. In other words, no government handouts, no culture of dependency. With the word earned, Bush signals that he is safely within the fold, that he understands the distinction between the undeserving poor who vote for Democrats because they are takers and the good, solid, hardworking Americans who should vote for Bush and the Republicans, anticipating that the prosperity of the 1% will trickle down to them. Bet you didn't think a short sentence fragment could be packed with so much meaning.